It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
This time of year is great because we're rounding out here, finishing up with the NHL season. And I know that sucks, but they get into the playoffs. MLB started. Basketball season, if you're into that, I mean, it's going to be wrapping up here the regular season. NCAA, you've got the Curling World Championships going on. WHL playoffs and the Masters. The Masters is coming up here next week. And apparently Tiger Woods is going to be playing. He's working hard in the gym. This is what his friend said. This is what his friend told the New York Post. He's working really hard in the gym. He's eating right. He's even eliminated sex. He does that now, which is crazy for Tiger Woods. After we all know his history, he does that now when he's preparing. No sex until the tournament is over. He doesn't want anything to take away his focus. Now, that injury, well, I guess like almost like fatal injury accident that he had a few years ago. And he's still trying to golf. You can tell his ankle and back are really bugging him when he goes through a round or two. Usually ends up quitting because of the pain and the injuries. But he is even willing to sacrifice sex in order to win. Call that being married.
Chad and Evan Daly.
This time of year is, I'm loving it. I'm loving right now. The nice weather is so amazing. Because you're seeing so many more people out and about, just hanging out. I'll use my area for example. People are out drinking on the driveway. Out for a walk yesterday with the dog. People are out drinking on the driveway, having a beer. I abstained. Trying to lay off the sauce here for a little bit. Well, I don't know how long, but for a little while, you know. It's good to do that every so often. Everyone's just in such a good mood, though, I've noticed now. Including myself, because I'll admit, I've been cranky as hell lately. Just awful. Well, maybe not just awful. But now I look outside and the sun, every morning, you can start telling the sun's coming up earlier and earlier. But the only thing I don't like about this time of year is that the kids are going to be out of school. And how will I get my nap in when they're at home?
Chad and Evan Daly.
I've almost fallen for my very first. I shouldn't say this. I think I have fallen for something. No, that was my wife that fell for it. Okay. I almost fell for my very first scam text. The reason why is because I drive fast. Like not super fast, but I tend to speed. I'll admit that. I know there's cops listening right now. And they know I speed because they've caught me. Anyway, I almost fell for one of those text messages. You know, there's cameras up all over. I feel like they're mostly red light cameras, but there's speed cameras and stuff too. Right? There is. Yeah, there's speed cameras everywhere. Our speed monitoring camera caught your vehicle going over the speed limit of 50 kilometers an hour. A ticket has been issued, and then there's a link to click on. Well, I think to myself, well, SGI and the police, I mean, I feel like they'd let you know about this. I don't think I was speeding. Maybe I was. I don't think I should click on it. But then I almost did. But I didn't. So here's the point of what I'm getting at. Don't click on it.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You can monitor everything in your house now, which sometimes isn't a bad thing, right? Cameras and stuff like that. You know, your home security. A tech-savvy San Francisco resident has sparked a bit of controversy here because his washing machine had quite the appetite for data on X. So Johnny Lee shared a screenshot of his machine's data usage. It showed around 3.6 gigs of daily data use. Now, the reason why he looked into this was because his home network seemed to be slowing down. So he was trying to see where all the data usage was coming from. Usual suspects, you know, TV, computer, mobile devices. But the fourth most used was the LG washing machine on X. It was searching around for info on X. So it was using, for context, roughly about an hour of high definition video on a device. But it was on X that much. Now, it has had some reduced traffic. LG's looking into the whole situation. But back in 2010s, they introduced a smart washing machine. They're saying, oh, this is going to be so convenient. It's going to allow for so much efficiency. You'll be able to control and monitor your washing machine remotely. You just have to connect it to a Wi-Fi network, operate functions from your smartphone. You download additional wash programs, receive alerts when a load is complete. This is too connected. You're too connected to everything. Just be a normal person. Put something in the wash, forget about it for 2 days, and wash it again.
Chad and Evan Daily.
Google is considering charging for some of their search results, according to three people with knowledge of the plan. So three people that know something have spoken up about this and said, hey, Google's going to start charging for search for different search results. So this was reported by the Financial Times. The first time the company has charged for its flagship product, which would be the search engines. Now, it's not just going to be your traditional searching. So whenever you're looking up whatever it is that you're looking up, best shampoo for your dog or something, I don't know, because your dogs are important. What they're actually going to be doing is a feature behind a paywall, including search features powered by AI. You can get free AI other places like ChatGPT. So Google's AI program, it gives you a listing where ChatGPT actually like writes everything out for you, right? So it's not just the jot notes that Google uses, but they're thinking of starting to charge for you, charging for everything now. Even to find out what kind of shampoo's best for your dog.
Chad and Evan Daily.
We're talking lots about this this eclipse, right? The solar eclipse that's happening here on Monday. It's only going to be a partial one here. You're going to have to go to Niagara. Is going to be a real popular destination for people. It's going to be like dark during the day for a few minutes. Really, actually, a neat thing. It doesn't happen too often. But the path. No, it's only like certain parts of North America that will see the total eclipse. And there is a few spots in Michigan. And a mayor in a Michigan town is a little concerned that their town is going to become overrun. And that's Luna Pier. That's what it's called. And they're worried that their town of 1,300 people are going to be completely overrun with others there to watch what's going on. They have a few recommendations, like don't be stopping on the interstate to take it all in, and that makes sense. They're going to have 7 officers scheduled that day now instead of just the 1. They're saying, you know what? There are other places to go and watch this. Heck, you could go 10 miles down the road. I don't know if they said heck, but I'm assuming they probably did. And go to Toledo and check this out. It'll be darker there 3 minutes longer. That's just 10 miles down the road. But there are many citizens in this town that are very concerned with this, with all these strangers that are going to be in town taking over. They are so concerned, in fact, that they are asking police and the mayor of this Michigan town to stop the solar eclipse entirely. That's right. They want this solar eclipse stopped. I don't even know what to say about that. People are stupid.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The Rock, probably the biggest name in Hollywood. Started out with, CFL. But then, he got into the WWE and huge actor now. Big into acting. He's done a couple of big things. Now he's also throwing his name behind a company called Papatui. Now, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it is only sold at Target, if you will. Skincare products, apparently just rave reviews, deodorant, looks like a bunch of other kinds of soap, and shampoo and conditioner. That's right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is putting his name behind a line of shampoo and conditioner. A man without hair is putting his name on this. Now, he has joked around a little bit about it. In stores, there's a picture of The Rock, and it says, an expertly crafted plant-derived formula that nourishes and strengthens your hair. And then the quote from Dwayne, The Rock Johnson, underneath it says, my hair would have loved this 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. So at least he's having fun with it. But taking, shampoo and conditioner advice from a bald man is like me giving advice for tall people.
Chad and Evan Daly.
The 2020 Tokyo Olympics, there was the intimacy ban that they had there. I think it was because of because of what was going on in the world, right? I'm trying to avoid all of that. Anyway, whatever. We don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the intimacy ban that they had there. Because now in Paris, the Olympics in Olympic Village have said that, hey, this ban is gone. You can do all the dirty things you'd like to do. Luckily, I stopped myself there. They are going to be stocking up with 300,000 condoms. 300,000 condoms in Paris from July 26th until August 11th. 14,250 residents at the village, and they're aiming to have 300,000 condoms for people there. So let me just, I didn't do the math on this, but I should have. Divide that by, what did I say, 14,000 and some? What is it, 14,000? Yeah, I was right, 14,250. So 21.05 condoms per person. Now, you're not going to really say 0.05 because you need a full condom. But 21, that's a lot of you-know-what.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.